Exclusive: Marjorie Taylor Greene, Joe Biden's email aliases should be illegal. By Wendell Hasebo on August 30, 2023. President Joe Biden's email aliases should be illegal. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, exclusively told Breitbart News. "I do not think you can hide your identity as an elected official by the American people. We take an oath of office to the American people and to the Constitution," she said. "It should be illegal to use an alias." Joe Biden used the email aliases Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R.B. Ware to share government information and discuss business with Hunter Biden and associates when he was vice president, according to the Southeastern Legal Foundation, which filed a lawsuit to compel the agency to turn over the emails. Joe Biden was not the only Obama administration official to use a fake email address. Five additional members of the administration used aliases, including former President Barack Obama and two-time failed presidential candidate and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. One of Joe Biden's aliases, Robert Peters, contains an IPSI.gov domain name. IPSI represents the executive office of the president and is connected to a Department of Defense network. "I can't even fathom, I cannot comprehend coming up with a fake identity and using it on a government account," Greene told Breitbart News. "That's how bad it is. I think that should be illegal." Greene called for an immediate impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden following the alias revelations. Greene was one of the first members of Congress to call for impeachment proceedings against the president. "It's really disturbing to me. This is an investigation that has to happen, this impeachment inquiry," she said. "I don't know how anybody can take us seriously if we can't vote on an impeachment inquiry." Greene slammed GOP members who are on the fence about an inquiry. "If you can't vote for impeachment on Joe Biden, then how can you dare to even claim you are willing to drain the swamp? You're not. If they're not capable of voting for it when we get back, there's going to be a huge change in the way I conduct myself," she added. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said Sunday he hopes to launch an impeachment proceeding in late September. Greene's call for an impeachment inquiry comes as the House Oversight Committee urged the National Archives to provide the emails and records associated with Joe Biden's aliases. The request is significant because the aliases are linked to 5,400 emails and records, according to the Southeastern Legal Foundation. In one instance, the Robert L. Peters alias received an email in 2016 about Ukraine that CC'd Hunter Biden. The email includes an attachment with the vice president's schedule, indicating that he had spoken by phone to then-Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. Poroshenko fired a Ukrainian prosecutor investigating Burisma Holdings, the company that paid Hunter Biden $83,000 a month to sit on its board. Joe Biden bragged in 2018 about having the prosecutor fired. Watch, Joe Biden brags about having Ukraine prosecutor who was investigating Burisma fired. Div. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.